Hey, howdy and happy day. Hey, the world is watching. Canada, the world is watching their election, and they're one seat away now from having a majority government. And effectively, they have it anyway because the other parties that remain will always side with them because they're all left wing. But they will get the other seat. I'm sure an NDP member will probably cross the floor and become a Liberal, and then the country won't be recognizable. However, what does it matter? You can't recognize it anyway. From the last several years, the Conservatives should have and could have won. But many people come to me. I've had so many letters and conversations with people in airplanes and in restaurants and bars. People have said, hey, Smarty, what would you have done? How could you have won? And I said, well, firstly, I'm not going to run. I'd only run for a couple of reasons. One, I'm too old to run anyway, but I'd only run if I wanted to find out all the women's names that I've ever dated or slept with in my life, because that's what politics is. They come up with crazy things and they make it up as they go, right? And hey, this doesn't work because it's the truth, so let's add to it and kind of make it colorful. But what would I have done? I got a list of what I would have done. I think, firstly, the Conservative Party of Canada needs to act conservative. And I think the world should watch this show, even though it's about Canada. It's kind of like so many countries, most of them, haven't ever heard of Donald Trump. They haven't watched what he has done. You have to do something that the people get. You need to speak to the people. And Trump's delivery sometimes has been questioned, but the message has always gotten through. It seems a lot of Democrats have voted for him because they say, hey, you know what? He's going to close the border. He's going to do this and that. Whereas most politicians only say things that we don't care about. They tell us how bad the other party is. We know that already. You know, come on. So what would I have done? That's the question. If I was the leader of the Conservative Party of Canada, and I'll never will be, what would I have done? Well, firstly, I would never talk to a politician. I would go out and talk to the people. I would go to bars across the country, bars and coffee shops. I'd get in a car. I'd have maybe one security guy with me. Adds a little credibility to the cha-cha. And I would go for weeks and weeks. And I'd go into every bar and I would say to people, hey, how are you? What do you want? What do you need? And I'm here to champion some things. And here's some of the items that I want to champion. And as I'm doing this champion, I would have had a media program because CBC and all government agencies or all media agencies are controlled, if not owned, by the government. So of course, whoever controls the media controls the mind. So you can't get your message reinforced ever because of government press. So the first thing I would have done before going to the bars is I would have had billboards cross country, and I would drive people, traffic, to one site where I would repeat the message again and again, and I would have it like a fun show. I would have famous bands and other people on the show, make it a variety show, but the core would be my policies. And because there's an election coming, that's what should have been done. That's what I would have done. So picture me now. I'm in a bar. What would I talk about? I'd say, hey guys, I'm going to champion lots of things. Look at your pocket, the loonies, toonies. When you get the loonies and toonies, you put them in your pocket for a minute, and then you put them in your car. You put them in a box. They're too heavy. And pennies. Everything is rounded up or rounded down. A government that can't add, a government that says accounting no longer matters isn't much of a government. Government chokes me up, you see. So I would bring the penny back. It's too heavy to carry in my pocket. Come on. It's a lot lighter than loonies and toonies because I've gotten rid of them. And now, with the penny, you lose, all Canadians lose, a couple of million dollars a month, a couple of million bucks. That's crazy. That's pretty bad accounting. So the first thing, I'm going to put money back in your pocket, bring the penny back, proper accounting. That's good. And you have dollar bills. No more loonies and toonies that are taken out of the economy. Next, I would like to champion abolishing the Official Languages Act. Are you with me? Let's get rid of that. Quebec can still have it. We're not against anyone, but all of the language of French is spoken in Quebec anyway, and it's cost literally, with a T, trillions and trillions of dollars. So that's your money. It's not spent wisely, so I'm going to abolish that. Or look to, I'm going to challenge it, champion it, as long as you people are with me. That's why I'm having a beer with you all, cha-cha. Then I would keep on going. I would say the Senate. The Senate is an unelected body. Back to that press stuff, I would cancel the CBC. I'd get rid of it. I'd sell it immediately and put billions of dollars back into the taxpayers' pocket. Now over to the Senate. It's an unelected body. Most of them have been appointed by Trudeau, I think 90 some odd out of 104 or 5 or whatever that number is. So you can never get anything good through the Senate. So I would defund them. I'd say no more money, not a little bit defund, no more money. You can't pay your, no more paycheck, no more anything. You're defunded. And then I would go out and get Senate B, and I would get them elected, two senators per province, and they run the country. And the other Senate, it'll just die a natural death because they have no money, no food. They'll disappear. Then self-defense. I would say, hey, self-defense. The liberals, they don't like guns. Boomity boom. But let's analyze this. More than 1 million reported sexual abuses slash rapes in Canada every year. A woman's not allowed to defend herself, even with pepper spray. If she bzzzt to a potential rapist, she could go to jail and he gets a pat in the head, I guess, or the backside. I mean, come on already. So you need to have levels. You can have mace, you can have a gun. Self-defense, aim at women, pardon the pun, and say, women, get riled up, because most women will say, I didn't know that. You mean I can't protect myself? Duh, you cannot. So let's kind of make that something to champion. And then this 18-month maternity leave, isn't it great? Make it 24. Hold it. Here's what it costs. Some woman gets pregnant in Nova Scotia and somebody lives in Vancouver. He's got to contribute to that. Are you kidding me? 18 months. 18 months. You have a law firm. They no longer hire women. They don't want to, because they hire a young girl at a law school. She gets pregnant, goes away for a year and a half. They have to keep her position open and they have to contribute to her pay. She comes back on the 19th month, gets pregnant. 2 months later, it starts again. There's a cycle. She has four or five kids. Duh. It's not a good thing for the economy. And for heaven's sake, sleep on the couch if you don't know what this is about. I mean, 18 months is bizarre. How do you take something away from somebody? It's very hard. Very hard, because women particularly will say, how dare you? But there's a way to do it. You can champion it. You can show the money, the savings. I mean, you're going to save this much in taxes if we take that away. I mean, the math does work and the math tells a story. Term limits. Every leader should have a term limit. I mean, there's so much talent in Canada. Talent everywhere. And yet, these politicians, the prime ministers, they always stay until they lose. And they only lose because they vote for someone else. You have to have term limits. I mean, two terms, duh, and goodbye. You need that to freshen it up. Should you do that with the Senate? Of course. Should you do it with MPs? Of course. I think their limits could maybe be longer. You can extend it up to four, but certainly, you know what, goodbye. Fixed election dates. This is one of my biggest pet peeves with former Prime Minister Harper. He brought it in. He says, we're going to have fixed election dates. I think it was like a few months later, he called an election that didn't coincide with that date. You need to have a date. Every 4 years, here's the date. No matter what, earthquakes, rain, sunshine, here's the date. Now, abolish GST because it's dumb. You don't need it. Why would you have it? Stupid. It's another tax. You know, and parliamentary immunity. This is a big one. They can lie. The MPs, they can lie. And press can pick it up and print it, and there's nothing to say they can't. You need a law. These guys need to be held accountable, but they're not. They create policy in your brain because of the lies that they use in Parliament. It's not very nice. So that's a pretty simple one. And the federal riding, I think there's 340 or something. It's hard to keep track because they're always increasing them. I think there's, call it 340 MPs in Canada with 40 million people. I think the US has 300 Congress people with, you know, 350 million people. So you don't need that many. We're over-governed in Canada. Are we ever? Oof, underserved, overgoverned, goodbye. Change that. That's very important. And there's so many other things. There's a long, long list. So what am I really saying? I'm saying be conservative party. I mean, the Bank Act, I mean, the only people who can borrow money is Brazil. I mean, you need to have a Bank Act that changes things. So there's more competition. You want to open up a shop of some kind. To borrow money from a bank is extremely difficult. It's always about love money from family, putting in money and getting guarantees and all of that. You need to have banks do it because they want to take a risk. Right now, there's no risk. And you need a Bank Act to allow lenders to take a risk if they wish. Capital punishment. Most Canadians want capital punishment. Most politicians do not. What does that tell you? Because, of course, in Canada, there is no corporate, you know, capital, rather, punishment. So that needs to be reinstated, and it's up to the jury. The jury can make that decision. Red tape, you've got to get rid of all this red tape. Canadian citizen, you've got to be one to work, particularly at the airport. How many people at the airport today are Canadian citizens? Duh, not many. How many people that are elected are only Canadian citizens? Not many. So many of them hold dual citizenships in other countries. That's just wrong. I mean, that's bigamy, not nice. Political donations, I think it's $1,650, whatever that number is. I guess that tells me that, let's call it $1,654 discussions. That tells me if I give someone $1,650, it's okay. He's an honest person. If I give him $1,670, he's a thief. Duh. I mean, come on already. Where does that come from? You should be allowed to support whoever you want to support. Political party membership sales, that too should be outlawed. I mean, belong to a party that you want to be, but if you want to be the leader of a party and you're running for the nomination, all you have to do is go out and sell memberships. So you get a whole bunch of people together and say, buy my membership and I'll, you know, take you on a trip, whatever. I mean, it shouldn't be that way. I mean, you call an election, have an election of the party members. A lot of people sign up for the party that they don't believe in. There's no test or anything. You just sign up and there's hardly any cost to it. At least the cost should be hundreds of dollars during a nomination period versus free, or $10, which is virtually free. Governor General. I got such a list here. I could go on and on. Governor General. I mean, there's a federal one and then there's one in every province. Zillions of dollars. Big staff. Why? I mean, why? Part of the monarchy? I understand. For now, we are in Canada. But do you need that kind of representation? Not a bloody chance. Corporate welfare, on and on goes a bloody list. I mean, a politician, what does he need to do to get elected? He needs to talk to the people about stuff like this. That's what I would have done. I would have been out talking to the people. I would not have done a debate. Why would I go on television and talk to a stupid liberal? Bah, they're all liberals. I'd go talk to the people and I'd have that media campaign set up. These guys, they continue to lose. They keep doing things the same way. So maybe you think I'm wrong. I'm always right, by the way. Right. But maybe it's time for something different. Oh, but we got more votes this time than ever before. That's because it almost became a two-party system, because the left more or less merged. So proportionally, you didn't do well. And I got to tell you, you lost. You lost, which means the country lost. The people lost. They didn't know. Nobody told them that there was a choice, that there was an alternative to liberalism. Nobody told them that, because the other two parties, all of the parties really, including the conservatives, are pretty close with a lot of stuff they do. Somebody should have told them that there's a big difference. Oh, look around the world. Who's done that? Trump. Love him, hate him, doesn't matter. He came in with a difference and said, I'm different. And is he ever? Is he ever different than the liberals in America? And he got elected. So maybe there's a message there. Again, duh. Nobody in Canada is paying attention. And the people want more. They want stuff like, they want less taxes, less small bureaucracy, small taxes, huge opportunity and freedom. That's what they want. No one offered that to them. Hey, just an opinion. I mean, I guess it doesn't matter now, because for the next 4 or 5 years, there'll be a transformation in Canada. I mean, I saw this cartoon once that Trudeau handed the keys or something over to Carney, and there's a fire in the background with Canada on fire, and he said, finish it. And I think that's what's going to happen now. Sad day. Oh, Canada. Hey, y'all come back.